This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring. Today, I want to talk about TurboTax. Yes, while Intuit is a long-standing AWS reference customer, I'm not here to talk about their cloud bills for a change. I'm going to instead apply their consumer tax product to how I think about AWS bill savings. For listeners who aren't in the United States or familiar with the way our taxes work, allow me to oversimplify dramatically. Most people have jobs. Their employers take taxes out of their paychecks. At the end of the year, people file their taxes with the government. I made X. My employer withheld Y. Here's a bunch of information that affects my tax rate. I owe you this much money, or you owe me this much money as a refund. The only thing stopping the IRS from doing all of this number crunching for you is the result of 2 decades of lobbying by Intuit to protect their business model, but I digress. So if you use Intuit's TurboTax product, it asks you for a whole bunch of information through a very long process. This part isn't their fault. If you're a disabled veteran, you get certain tax treatments. If you have children, they'll grant you both tax credits and gray hair. You get the picture. As you answer the questions, TurboTax keeps track of what your refund or shortfall is with a counter that gets updated as you put your information in. Positive numbers are green, negative numbers are red. Let's ignore that their "good job, that's a big refund" completely ignores the fact that you're being congratulated on providing an interest-free loan to the government as well. The gamification of the refund amount and their marketing of "we guarantee the biggest refund" is what I want to draw attention to today. You don't want the biggest refund because the prize for that is called federal prison. You want the most accurate tax filing that claims every deduction to which you are entitled and none of the deductions to which you are not. This is, of course, a natural analogy for cutting your cloud spend bill. There's a common misconception that the work that we do at the Duck Bill Group is all about cutting clients' AWS bills. While that is, in fact, the outcome in virtually every consulting engagement, it's a byproduct of what we're actually doing, optimizing the cloud bill. Cloud cost and cloud architecture are the same thing. By improving durability and reliability, you're increasing costs. You might not need your Twitter for Pets app to survive 4 AWS regions going down simultaneously. Conversely, you probably want your banking records to be a bit more durable than someone deletes the wrong database instance, and thus you should probably spend more on backup. This episode is sponsored in part by Liquibase. If you're anything like me, you've screwed up the database part of a deployment so severely that you've been banned from ever touching anything that remotely sounds like SQL at least 3 different companies. We've mostly got code deployments solved for, but when it comes to databases, we basically rely on desperate hope with a rollback plan of keeping our resumes up to date. It doesn't have to be that way. Meet Liquibase. It's both an open source project and a commercial offering. Liquibase lets you track, modify, and automate database schema changes across almost any database with guardrails that ensure you'll still have a company left after you deploy the change. No matter where your database lives, Liquibase can help you solve your database deployment issues. Check them out today at liquibase.com. Offer does not apply to Route 53. Let's be clear here. I'm not suggesting that you set money on fire. My point is that you should be aiming for the correct level of cloud spend, not the lowest level of cloud spend. You can drop an AWS bill to zero by migrating it to another cloud provider or IBM, quote unquote, cloud, but that's not exactly a recommendation that solves anything for you. And if you don't think about it like this, you're going to lead to terrifying incentives. If you ever encounter a tax preparation company that offers to only charge you a percentage of your refund, you should immediately run screaming out the door. Similarly, I've never quite grasped the idea of we'll charge a percentage of your AWS bill, or we'll charge a percentage of the savings we find for you as cloud cost optimization pricing models. It just seems like it's incentivizing a whole lot of behaviors and findings that turn, this is what I would do if I were in your position, to here's what you should do because I'll get to buy a boat. I get a lot of flack for our fixed fee consulting pricing model in some quarters, but after 5 years of digging into it, it's the only thing I've found that makes sense. Plus, I don't really want to have to discover what the cloud computing equivalent is of winning an all-expenses-paid trip to prison for tax evasion.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.